Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Before flying to Camp David for the Christmas holiday, President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the war in Gaza. Did they discuss a ceasefire?
I had a private conversation. I did not ask for a ceasefire.
I had a private conversation, he said. I did not ask for a ceasefire. Bushra Khalidi with Oxfam would like to see a ceasefire. She says the UN Security Council resolution calling for more humanitarian aid for Gaza is meaningless.
It's not enough. It doesn't allow us to deliver safely. Our teams are trying to survive the day. For me to ask them to go deliver aid in these circumstances, it's just unreasonable and unfeasible.
It is a somber Christmas in Bethlehem amid the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Bethlehem's mayor says there's no mood for celebration.
This Christmas comes to Bethlehem in a different shape. Nowadays, Bethlehem, as any other Palestinian city, in mourning. We feel sad.
'Twas the Saturday before Christmas, and last-minute shoppers are out in full force. WTOP's Acacia James is braving the crowds.
It took me about 2 minutes to find parking here at the mall, but don't let that fool you, as it is pretty busy inside. Rick Mullet says he's shopping for basically his entire family today. Why do you wait until the last minute?
Just schedule. Well, especially after work, because sometimes they don't get out till about 8 o'clock.
But Teddy Amon, who's shopping for a friend and himself, says last-minute additions to Christmas wish lists could be to blame.
Well, maybe like their kid asked for something last minute that they really want, and they're like, oh, this is my last chance to get it. Let's do it now.
And a word of advice to all the last minute shoppers out there:
stay calm.
Acacia James for CBS News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve has reported consumer prices fell 0.1% from October to November. CBS's Jeff Glore has details.
That is the largest month-over-month drop since April 2020, early in the pandemic. Prices were up 2.6% from November of 2022, another sign that inflation is potentially moving closer to the Fed's year-over-year target of 2%. Reaching that benchmark would likely lead the central bank to begin cutting interest rates in 2024.
If you're traveling this weekend, listen up. Meteorologist John Hart says some parts of the South could see a lot of rain.
Concerns for heavy rain and even possible flooding as storms move across much of the lower Mississippi Valley in Arkansas, Louisiana, into Mississippi Sunday night and into Christmas Day.
Hart says snow and ice are not going to be a problem for most people, even as they travel the day home after Christmas. Unless, of course, they're in a mountainous or western area where there could be a wipe before Christmas this year. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Temperatures getting low, but demand remains high? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
He says the lack of diversity has produced other glaring outcomes.
And what you see is Black students represent 10% of the student population in Minnesota, but 42% of all discipline incidents.
His organization has made some gains in helping to diversify staffs. Of its 6 partner schools, Flynn says 2 now have 4 or more Black male teachers. The group partners with the Children's Defense Fund's Freedom Schools Initiative, and both entities have engaged with the state in the early stages of an apprenticeship model to create a more robust teacher pipeline. Flynn says he hopes these collective efforts will inspire students of color to embrace the idea of a career in education.
When I think about at the core what this work is focused on, it's on the students. And so the teachers are the vehicles by which we impact students.
As for the apprenticeship model, officials with the Department of Labor and Industry hope for a launch sometime in 2024. The department says it's balancing an approach that allows partner organizations to weave in efforts that address the needs of a certain community while meeting necessary standards. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy, foggy areas and warm tonight, low in the mid-40s with rain developing. On and off rain tomorrow, the wind picks up with record highs in the mid-50s. A windswept rain for Christmas Day, low 50s. More rain for Tuesday, high in the low 40s, some mixed snow late. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom made it all the way to the weekend, all the way to the glorious holiday weekend. I'm going to call this one a Festivus Friday News Dump Edition because there is lots of breaking news, my friend.
There certainly is, Crudy. Happy, happy Festivus Friday to you. Nate, working the board. Thank you, sir. All hail Santa. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That is your Christmas shirt. Hail Santa.
Yes. Hail Santa.
Dom, hail.
I'm easily entertained.
Hail the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the breaking news. And we learned this first from Scott Bauer at the Associated Press. And this is hot off the presses, but in a 4-3 ruling that split right down ideological lines, we're going to get new maps for 2024 right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And Dom, I have already done a lot of reading. More reading than I anticipated doing on Friday. Just thought we'd grievances, but all of a sudden we've got a 235-page ruling. But here's the gist. A, be happy, unless you're Annette Ziegler. She's not happy. Yeah. I'll get to the dissent in just a minute, Dom. But here is the general gist. In a 4-3 majority ruling, Kurofsky for the majority basically says we're going to accept and want new maps for 2024. And in fact, they lay out a specific timeline. Scott Bauer shared it, I believe. Maps back to the Supreme Court by January 12th. And then consultant stuff due to the court, consultant reports, let's call them, by February 1st. So there's a timeline. And ultimately,
and responses to those reports 1 week later.
And they would be hopeful that these new maps will be implemented for the spring of 2024, Dom. And here is what that would mean. Every assembly district would be new and would be on the ballot. And Robin Voss has got to be feeling, that's not your necktie, Voss. You know, that tightening in your throat. So anyways, Robin Voss has got to be wondering about his grasp of power, his ongoing grasp, longest serving speaker in Wisconsin assembly history, but every assembly seat will be on the ballot with new maps and half the senators. Here's a small compromise, and this was made issue of during the oral arguments, whether it was fair to force those elected to term 2 years ago in the Wisconsin State Senate was it fair to force them to run for re-election 2 years later? Yeah, do it on the assembly side. And a number of the litigants here, the successful litigants, actually are Wisconsin state senators who would be affected by this ruling and would theoretically be back on the ballot next year. They were okay with it, but that is not how the court ruled. So half of the senatorial seats will come up for re-election. That would be the same as every other presidential year election.
That does not change at all.
But the districts in which they will run will be new districts for 2024. If we get the map, if this holds up, and this is the highest court in the state of Wisconsin, Dom. So I am quite hopeful that this is the Christmas miracle I was looking for, man. I was kind of bah humbug till about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah. It was a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle. And yes. I'm obviously we're very happy about this. And this doesn't mean that all of a sudden there's going to be a blue wave. All we want is fair representation, right? Not gerrymandered maps where you can, you know, pigeonhole everyone in and then they get out in front and say, oh yes, well, we only win because we have better candidates and better ideas. No, you win a lot because of the gerrymander. Now, there's no guarantees. These are still, you know, still going to be a difficult run for Democrats, but at least there's a fighting chance.
Well, and those that are on the ballot, even in the more partisan red districts, they will be more representative of their districts because they won't have to be so fearful of getting primaried from the right every single time. When you make a district so damn Republican or to the left, I mean, there are Mark Pocans in the world. There are senators and assembly people here in the Madison area. Whoever wins the primaries win in the general in a landslide, right? They don't have to worry about a general election opponent. They just got to win the primary. Well, that door swings both ways. So if you don't like the overly partisan liberals or Republicans, well, guess what? This may put a tamp on some of that. But I'm very excited, much more so than Justice Annette Kingsland Ziegler, Dom. Do you mind if I jump ahead to the dissents?
Oh, please.
I want to share a little bit of Justice Ziegler's dissent. She's the one that wears the lacy doilies. This deal was sealed on election night. I mean, this is her legal dissent. That's how she leads it, Dom. This deal was sealed on election night. Four justices remap Wisconsin, even though this constitutional responsibility is to occur every 10 years after a census and by the other two branches of the government. The public understands this. Nonetheless, four justices imposed their will on the entire assembly and half of the Senate, all of whom were up for election in 2024. Almost every legislator in this state will need to respond with lightning speed to the newly minted maps, deciding if they can or want to run and scrambling to find new candidates for new districts. All of this remains unknown until the court of four and its hired consultants, air quotes, reveal the answer. The party's dilatory behavior in bringing this suit at this time should not be rewarded. Of course, her contention is they waited for Protasewicz to win, which they did before they filed it, which they did. But that's not some sort of unnecessary dragging of the feet. Doesn't mean they wouldn't have filed it even if Dan Kelly won. But of course, everybody knew Dan Kelly wasn't going to win. Back to the dissent of Ziegler, Dom. They should not be rewarded by the court's granting of such an extreme remedy. It's not that extreme. Along such a constrained timeline. Big changes ahead. The new majority seems to assume that their job is to remedy rigged maps. Where'd we hear that rigged maps before, Dom?
That's very familiar.
Which cause, and she air quotes this, an inability to achieve a Democratic majority in the state legislature. I feel like she's kind of making that one up. These departures from the judicial role are terribly dangerous to our constitutional judicial framework. No longer is the judicial branch the least dangerous in Wisconsin. And she quotes the Federalist, but anyways, redistricting was just decided by this court in the Johnson litigation. And Dom, I did read big chunks of the majority opinion drafted by Kurofsky, Jill Kurofsky, Justice Kurofsky. And so much of Johnson is thrown out. even the notion of least change. And I love in the majority decision, they hold their own dissenters against them. Because in the Johnson was the last time there was a lawsuit over the maps. It was Johnson, 1, 2, 3 different rulings. But there was complete dissent between the different majority as to what constituted the least change. Remember, it was all about the least change.
Yeah.
So they couldn't even agree on their own metric. So Karofsky, in her majority decision here, Dom, takes him to task. So when Ziegler says that, that's quite disingenuous because they couldn't even agree on what the metric of least change was in their own legal decision amongst the majority, which, of course, I perceive to be somewhat partisan when they ruled.
Well, isn't that ironic? From the AP, Scott Bauer, he's quoting Dan Lenz. He's an attorney for Law 4, which brought the lawsuit, called the ruling a victory for a representative democracy in the state of Wisconsin. Quote, for too long, right-wing interests have rigged the rules without any consequences. Gerrymandered maps have distorted the political landscape, stifling the voice of the voters. It challenges the very essence of fair representation and erodes confidence in our political system. Indeed, it does, Dan.
Can I have one more here from the dissent of Ziegler? The court of four's outcome-based and justifies the means judicial activist approach conflates the balance of governmental power, the people separated into three separate branches, two but one, the judiciary. Such power-hungry activism is dangerous to our constitutional framework and undermines the judiciary. Thing
when they supported the unconstitutional gerrymandered maps, man, the projection by these mega judges is stunning.
Dom, when four members of this court throw off constraints, revise the rule of the decision, and set the law on a new course, it is prudent for all of us to question whether the power has been exercised judiciously or whether it is instead an exercise in judicial activism. I wonder which one she thinks it is. Today is the latest in a series of power grabs by this new rogue court of four, creating a pattern of illicit power aggregation, which disrupts, if not destroys, stability in the law. This pattern.
A little bit here, Curdy, the bad Bradley, Rebecca Bradley, in her dissent, referred to the liberal majority as handmaidens of the Democratic Party, saying they trample the rule of law, dishonor the institution of the judiciary, and undermine democracy. Hagedorn called it a sad turn for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Today, the court dives headlong into politics, choosing to wield the power it has while it has it. Wisconsinites searching for an institution unpolluted by partisan warfare will not find it here. This is a guy who flip-flopped on his own decision, right?
He did.
This guy? So was he wrong the first time or was he wrong the second time?
Well, I certainly think he's wrong in his dissent today, Dom. A Christmas miracle, if you will.
Yeah, we're so happy for a possible map that's representative of the people. That's what we got to be happy for. We should expect that, always.
It is a Festivus Friday observed and a news dump edition. And we didn't even know how much breaking news there was going to be till we got here and we got to share it with you. Breaking news out of the state of Wisconsin. New maps for 2024, 4-3 decision. The dissenting conservatives are not happy at this hour. I think Merry Christmas to you all. I am much less bah humbug than I was even just a few short hours ago. Come back, more devils.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines. It's a Festivus Friday. We're pretty happy not hearing the grievances, at least right now. But you can join us, 844-967-2789.
Couldn't let it breathe just a little bit longer, Tom. It's Mariah Carey. Might be the only Christmas tune I play all day. So anyways, I'm excited. Thank you for bearing with me. You played Come Get Your Love, man. Don't act like it's all heavy metal around here every day, every song.
Oh, just good music.
Well, all I wanted for Christmas were new maps, Dom, and I got wish. My wish came true.
Congratulations. Hey, just so you know, I'm not getting you anything else. All you get, Rudy, new maps.
Well, that's more than I ever would have dreamed or hoped for.
What are you getting for me? If I give you new maps, what are you giving me, man?
Bubkiss, just like you got last year. hey, Dom, wanted to point a couple of things out. The Detroit News dropped some breaking news earlier today. They've got Donald Trump on tape pressuring Michigan elections officials in Wayne County, trying to get them to overturn the certification of the vote. Very similar to the Raffensperger, only this time Rhoda McDaniel from the RNC was also on the call. So we've got our favorite former U.S. prosecutor, Jim Santel, joining us in the 5 o'clock happy hour. We'll get to him soon. And you can join us. You got reaction to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, this unexpected Friday ruling, 4-3 new maps for the new year. I am quite excited about it. And I bet our pal Nick Ramos over at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign might be as well. Nick, I see you on line one. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Crew, Dom, how are you guys? Happy birthday.
Oh, fantastic, man. Yes.
We are nearly celebratory, Nick.
Well, I mean, I did not have it on my bingo board for today that we would be getting fair maps in Wisconsin, but my goodness, I mean, my head is spinning right now, and I just celebrated my 32nd birthday on Wednesday. So
happy birthday, man. Yeah,
oh, man,
sure.
I got sweaters older than you. I don't want to hear that.
Okay.
He's wearing them, Nick.
You know what? This guy. Well, but yeah, you know what? I think your listeners are in for a real treat because you guys have been just hitting the nail on the head with this particular decision, and it hasn't even been out that long. I mean, look, like, this is the first real chance that we have in Wisconsin to actually get some fair maps here for once. Like, and, you know, I think it's interesting that the court, you know, even gave lawmakers an opportunity to take a bite at the apple, but we've already seen what they've done when they've tried to put forth a redistricting bill. I mean,
I love the fact, Nick, that the courts are going to continue to draw the new maps.
That's right.
Even though they gave, you know, Robin Voss and his ilk the option, if you can agree with the governor that you can arrive at fair maps, go for it, boys and girls. But of course, we realize, Nick, you know, Robin Voss is not going to change his spots.
Right. And again, I mean, look, like, legislature, you know, we want legislation. We don't want the court to have to make these decisions for you, but you failed to be able to even do that. So now, I mean, the court, they're going to do their thing and draw, you know, remedial maps for us for 2024. And the courts could have sided with the Democrat plaintiffs and invalidated the whole 2022 results, which would have meant every state senator would have been on the ballot. They didn't go that far. But, like, look, the goals here is that we just want fair maps at the end of the day. It's not about blue waves, red waves, none of that. Like, give us fair maps that represent the people.
Nick, well said. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, you got any thoughts for the new year, sir?
Well, you know, we are – unfortunately, when we all come back from break, we'll be not celebrating, but, you know, remembering January 6th anniversary. And so, you know, we'll be holding a press conference that first week on January 4th to remember, you know, the people that lost lives or were injured, as well as, you know, I mean, the insurrection itself. And we're going to be having an admiral, a former Navy admiral, come out and give remarks as well. And so I'll definitely share more information about that. But, you know, our feet are on the gas pedal for these elections, the money that's going to get spent. And so, you know, just stay tuned with us, man. We'll keep you in the loop with all the pro-democracy stuff we're working on.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us. Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And you can be like Nick. You can join the Devil's Advocates. You can react to the great, I think, breaking news in the state of Wisconsin. New maps, new legislative maps for 2024. We're going to see every assembly member on the ballot under the newly cast maps and half the Wisconsin State Senate. Now, I didn't hear anything about Congress, but that's a different story for a different day. Don't want to harsh my buzz over the lack of congressional map change. 844-967-2789. Been a while, Dave from Mequon. Happy holidays, man.
Hey, Dave.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, Chad Prosevich clearly stated what she's going to do if she got elected. What I will say is this. Unfortunately, this is where I differ with you guys. So in the state constitution, it clearly states that the legislature is the one who gets to drop the maps, not the state Supreme Court.
And the state Supreme Court ruled to draw the least change maps, the ones actually authored by Tony Evers. And Evers does have the right as the chief executive of the state of Wisconsin to veto the legislative authored maps. He still does have that check and balance under the Wisconsin Constitution, yeah. Does he not, Dave?
Well, you got to.
So how do we end up with vetoed maps?
Wait, hold. First of all, it was approved at the federal level, too, from what I understand.
Approved how? Find a different answer, Brian Hagedorn. That's not approval.
Well, I disagree with you. It was at a federal level. It was
approved. It wasn't. Dave, let me ask you this. A real basic, you know, 30,000-foot question. Do you think those maps were fair maps, reasonable maps, representative maps, or do you think Republicans are playing the game?
I personally think this. I don't think Democrats or Republicans care about fair maps, just being honest.
You answered a different question, Dave. What you didn't answer, Dave, is do you think the maps that we have, that we've had for these, you know, last many years, that they're real, that they're representative, that they're righteous, Dave? Do you think that, yes or no?
I would say, overall, yes. Maybe not completely, but overall, yes. And the only reason why I say that is if you look, it's obviously very Republican in the rural areas. The exceptions are Madison and Milwaukee.
I know the makeup of the demographics of Wisconsin, and I would say that there are more rural areas in the state of Wisconsin. So even with quote-unquote fair maps, Dave, these maps may still favor the Republicans because they're more geographically diverse over more rural districts. But here, Dave, here's where you get it wrong, and you're going to have to go read the ruling. Here is where these maps differ from the Wisconsin Constitution, is the underlying principle under which Kurofsky and the majority opinion is predicated on. Contiguous. These districts are not contiguous. And they throughout any arguments that, you know, if a municipality is annexed a piece of land over there and that piece of land is not contiguous, that that's an acceptable separation of assembly or Senate districts. The court also threw out that definition. You know why? Because it could have been defined as such in the Constitution and it was not. So you can say those were fair maps, but what they ruled on? Non-contiguous districts. It's clearly stated in the Wisconsin Constitution. They're not going to overturn this one, Dave.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The UN Secretary General says Palestinian civilians desperately need a ceasefire.
A humanitarian ceasefire is the only way to begin to meet the desperate needs of people in Gaza and end their ongoing nightmare.
The UN Security Council resolution approved yesterday called only for creating conditions for a sustainable cessation of hostilities. Still shopping for Christmas? How about a gift card?
Gift cards are still really strong, and clothing is still really strong as America's gained a record amount of weight during and after the pandemic.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger. If you're traveling,
concerns for heavy rain and even possible flooding as storms move across much of the lower Mississippi Valley in Arkansas, Louisiana, into Mississippi Sunday night and into Christmas Day.
Meteorologist John Hart, CBS News Brief.
Packer makes a comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Rookie tight end Luke Musgrave spoke to reporters for the first time in 5 weeks after suffering a severely lacerated kidney against the Chargers. How did he know it was serious?
Just blood in the urine.
Yeah,
that was the big issue.
Do you still feel it?
Yeah, you still feel it just because there's so much bleeding, but yeah, feeling better.
When you were in the hospital, what were you thinking about?
Just hoping that I didn't have to have an emergency kidney surgery.
College basketball, number 6 ranked Marquette beat Georgetown 81-51, and the 24th ranked Wisconsin Badgers 80-53 victory over Chicago State. Up next, the Badgers start playing conference opponents, guard Max Klesmet.
Everybody's got the same mindset going into the conference, you know, season here. Trying to take it one game at a time, keeping the main thing, and focusing on the goals that we got set out for it.
That's Badgers guard Max Klesmet. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy, foggy areas and warm tonight, low in the mid-40s with rain developing. On and off rain tomorrow, the wind picks up with record highs in the mid-50s. A windswept rain for Christmas Day, low 50s. More rain for Tuesday, high in the low 40s, some mixed snow late. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving. Though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who called the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5, The Tap.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Festivus Friday News Dump edition. We've got big breaking news, tremendous breaking news out of the great state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Supreme Court, by a 4-3 ruling, has decided we will have new legislative maps for 2024. Now, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican, is threatening the U.S. Supreme Court will have the final word. And, you know, if I understood Dave's contention right, that was sort of what he was saying. Oh, there's got to be someone else to overrule this Wisconsin Supreme Court because we don't like this answer. But here's what you have not considered. Here are a few thoughts. Supreme Court. Supreme Court has jumped in before on issues of partisan gerrymandering. And apparently this Supreme Court thinks that is completely permissible under almost any circumstance. Why do we know that? Because they've allowed it, and they continue to allow it. What they have said is impermissible, this U.S. Supreme Court, is racial gerrymandering. So they have continuously found that if things are overly racially gerrymandered, that that could be a reason to send back and force states to redraw maps, even those drawn by state legislatures, which do have the ability to originate these maps. But there was a question under the plaintiff's suit here in the state of Wisconsin of gerrymandering. Is this so partisan? It should not stand up, unconstitutionally gerrymandered. But guess what? That was not being considered. The question of original jurisdiction, remember? They wanted this one straight to the Wisconsin Supreme Court because of the timeline, getting these maps out and available so people can qualify and run for legislative seats next year. So they jumped the district court and the appellate court, went straight to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, narrowing the scope of what was considered. And here's Crudy's layman legal opinion on this. This stands up. The U.S. Supreme Court has absolutely no jurisdiction over the Wisconsin Constitution in the question of contiguous districts, because that is what basically sets forth in this majority opinion, this 4-3 from the liberal side of the court. It's about contiguous, and that is specifically stated in the Wisconsin Constitution. It lays out, must be contiguous. And they also clearly define what that means and what it does not mean. And I think they have basically closed any loophole, any hope or dream of a Christmas miracle, a Hail Mary to the U.S. Supreme Court. Guess what? They're not going to jump in and make a decision about the Wisconsin Constitution and whether or not contiguous districts constitute unconstitutional maps, because that's state law. And that's why it went to the state Supreme Court.
And once again, Scott Bauer from the Associated Press reporting that the new maps are due to the court by January 12th, with supporting arguments due 10 days later. The consultants' report are due by February 1st, with responses due a week later. This means the court will release new maps, likely sometime in late February or early March, unless lawmakers act first.
Because the Wisconsin legislature could still theoretically preempt this ruling and put out acceptable maps that Governor Tony Evers would have to sign off on. Because, again, Dave, the governor does have a check and balance over the legislatively drawn maps, and he vetoed them. And that is the other part of this ruling, although I did not read in depth on that aspect, so I don't want to speak beyond what my specific knowledge is, because I did read in depth Karofsky's writings on contiguous districts and the fact that that is clearly established under the Wisconsin Constitution. So suck it, Robin Voss. This one's not going to go up the flagpole to the U.S. Supreme Court, not on the question of contiguous districts.
844-967.
We got to get to Mark. This has been Mark's. Mark's got to be doing a little celebratory dance today. Our friend Mark from the SAC. Man, you've been on top of this one since day one, Mark. Contiguous districts, I tell you.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys, bounded by county, precinct, town, or ward lines to consist of contiguous territory and to be the compactest form as practicable. And for Robin Voss, is getting to be a bigger and bigger AH every time he opens his mouth.
Let me ask you, the contiguous district, Now, are you reading specifically from the Kurofsky decision from the Wisconsin Constitution, or do you have that one tattooed on your ass, Mark?
I have it actually in my computer, so I can read it right from the Constitution. But that's what it says, you know, contiguous territory, and how you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, well, you know, some of those districts where there's blocks and blocks and blocks apart, you can say that's contiguous. That's just BS. I mean, how you can be intellectually honest with yourself, you know, the conservatives on the Supreme Court, and look at yourself in the mirror and say that you're being honest here is beyond me. They're not required to be even intellectually honest, let alone being just actually honest. And on that, Ziegler, you never should have been on the court in the first place because you violated ethics. It was inadvertent. I just checked out the decision on her today. It was inadvertent she decided on those cases her husband was involved in. Any halfwit knows that if you're a party of the cases that case you're judging on is there, you're not supposed to be judging on that case.
Mark, you know full well there are absolutely no recusal rules for the Wisconsin Supreme Court other than their own good judgment. And as you pointed out about Ziegler, I don't think she's got even half a good judgment in her dom. 844.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Well played, man. You've been on contiguous districts, and that is indeed what the Wisconsin Supreme Court majority decision relied upon, was the Wisconsin Constitution and the need for contiguous districts under our Constitution. I don't think the U.S. Supreme Court's got jurisdiction on that question.
844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the lines. Annie from Watertown. Welcome, Annie. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie.
Hi. I'm thinking Merry Christmas. I'm thinking about how the far right wingers like to claim they follow the Constitution and original thought or whatever. And what I'm thinking, okay, go back. Why did the writers, composers of different word?
Authors.
Why did they put that in there? Why did they put that in there? What were they thinking? You know, I mean, they didn't have to put anything like that in there. They, you know, could have left out that part, but they put that in there for a reason. So I would say to prevent exactly what happened, you know, and wouldn't they look at that?
Well, it seems very clear to me, Annie, this is such a black and white issue. If you read the Wisconsin Constitution very earnestly, like our friend Mark does, it's in black and white. You must have contiguous districts, and the court rejects any claim that, you know, a town that might have a part over there is somehow contiguous. So they're not even going to use a watered down definition of what contiguous districts are. You must have contiguous districts in their entirety, and you can't do what's called one point or waterfront contiguous districts. I mean, they even address what have been problematic issues in other places where, you know, like you have one point on the map touch each other and that's your contiguous district. They're not even going to permit those sort of shenanigans, Annie. This is a well-reasoned majority decision, and it's nothing but bluster on the dissent side.
Right. I wonder if that kind of verbiage, that phrase, is in other constitutions. Other states have that, you know, where there's gerrymandering going on.
I'm not clear, but I think it is. I think it is the decisive point in the outcome, and Annie, appreciate your listing. Merry Christmas to you.
It's obvious. If you look at the maps as they were, you can see little islands that aren't connected to anything. You know,
in fact,
look at the map, and then they've come up with this reason. Well, you know, the corners are touching, and they just accept it. Well, if that's the case, then I mean, it's self-evident what contiguous means, and you can look at a map and see that these maps are absolutely not contiguous. I mean, period, full stop.
May I point out the ruling here, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling, again, a 4-3 decision, new maps for 2024. It's 235 pages. Seems a little daunting, but here's the good news. A, double spaced. And B, there's pictures. They have actually included, you know, diagrams and pictures and maps and demonstrate exactly how non-contiguous so many of these districts are. You know, they lay it out. Here is contiguous. here is what we have now. These are non-contiguous districts. These are unconstitutional. Draw some new maps. I think this one stands up. Under this ruling, I think that was smart of the majority to primarily limit the scope of both what case they would hear under original jurisdiction, but this was the strongest case. And whoever played this, and I suspect it was Jeff Mandel over at Law Forward, this was the part that seemed irrefutable to the court because the Wisconsin Constitution is so very clear, contiguous districts. Mark's been telling us this forever.
844-967-2789. Cam from Nina, you're up next, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, first, Mark being that happy, I think, made my day. Just because, I mean, I listen enough that I recognize him, right? So him being that happy, that's great. The other part, I think maybe you guys are touching on this, but my law language ain't as great as my programming language, right? But there's a sexy part that's written into that opinion, and it essentially is stating that if the legislator drags their feet, which Republicans really like dragging their feet with anything, right? If they drag their feet, the court will go ahead and implement a default map until new maps are created. And that's basically just like saying, I mean, I don't even spell it out for you guys, you know, but if you guys drag your feet on this, we're just going to implement our own. And I love it. I love it so much.
It's
just like, all right, do your job.
Plan A, the quote unquote consultants, as Ziegler would say, draw the maps and they're accepted presumably by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Or plan B, the legislature could actually go and bring fair maps to the table. And Tony Evers would have the veto power to say whether or not they were fair maps, Cam. But assuming they could bring these disparate sides together, you still have the right to draw your maps, Robin Voss. But Tony Evers does have the right to veto them if they're non-contiguous or they're just so damn partisan that, you know, they favor one party significantly over the other. That would be a rationale for a veto, but the legal reason these maps have to be thrown out are because they're non-contiguous.
Thanks for the call, Cam. 844-967-2789.
The courts will draw the maps.
And let's remember the previous 30 years prior to this last go-around. Who drew the maps then?
Well,
the courts.
Yes, typically the courts, because there's been disagreement, the courts have drawn most of the maps, at least over the last half a century here in the state of Wisconsin, excepting, of course, the Scott Walker maps and the Republican-controlled maps drawn off campus in secrecy with NDA signed by individual Republican state lawmakers, and they were only shown their district maps, not the cumulative effect of the redistricting. And of course, they locked that in for a decade. Now, there were challenges in part to those maps, and they were not successful in throwing out those maps. But the challenges were not predicated on whether or not those maps were contiguous districts. So this is new precedent being set. And they talked about stare decisis. They talked about the need to throw out the crap ruling that was the Johnson ruling. You want to know why the dissenters are in such a huff today? It's because they were in the majority when Johnson got written.
Right.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates.
They got their homework graded and they didn't really like the result.
They did not. Not one little bit. But I like it quite a bit because like this decision. And I'm not a legal expert, but, you know, we've been doing this for a while, Dom, and we see what the decisions look like. And some look better than others. And this one looks damn sound on the rationale and the reasoning. This is not a partisan reason. This is a black and white reason spelled out in the Constitution. And the dissenting conservatives, they don't have to like it. Robin Voss, hell no, you don't have to like it, man. But you're going to have to suffer through it because this one's going to stand up. That's Crudy's prediction. And I'm right at least 63% of the time. More Devils. Phone lines open, 844-96-PARTY.
This is 93.5 The Tap. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Normally airing the grievances, but we are happy today. In a 4-3 ruling, Wisconsin Supreme Court orders new legislative maps before the 2024 election. The huge win for the Democrats.
Dominic went to the text line, and people tell us stuff, good or bad. And here's one. I was a little troubled. Guys, there's an annoying whine on the show today. What is that? And then they answered their own question. Oh, it's Ziegler. The dissent. She
you
was
got me there a little bit, man. We had some
I know.
New equipment installed. I was like, oh, no, what?
Very clever. Wes from Middleton says, the man, the Wisconsin GOP taking L's and being sore losers is going to be very sweet after being under their thumb for the last decade. Yeah, F their feelings. here's another one, Dana. So much breaking news this week. MAGAs are going to have trouble, or pardon me, a terrible holiday weekend. Well, I don't wish that upon them. Just more bad news. And someone says, I guess Dave doesn't want the truth. He can't handle the truth. And then here's one. Thanks, Crudy, for reading it quickly. I didn't read the entirety, but I got through like 55 pages of the majority decision. Then I flipped over to the dissent. Want to see what sort of huffing and puffing was going on. Here is a good question. What were you busy doing, Dom? Question mark.
Fancy Brian and I putting all this fancy new equipment in, man. You know, it's a lot of hard work going on over here.
844-967-2789. I knew you weren't going to be working that hard on a Friday. Who knew there was going to be some breaking news?
I know, man.
Steve from Milwaukee. Welcome, Steve. What do you got for us?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, all right, Law Forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the God's work, those people.
Hell yeah. Well, I still have some grievances, though.
Lay them on us, folks.
How is it Rudy Giuliani can claim bankruptcy? Give us all you got, boy.
Well, he can be destitute, flat-ass broke, and declare bankruptcy to shield what? Like a personal residence. I think you can hold some personal assets through bankruptcy. You know, that's the point of bankruptcy. Give a man a fresh start. But what you cannot shield is the $148 million judgment against him. That is not cleared through the bankruptcy process, Steve, my understanding.
What the hell? Well, anyway, you know, SCOTUS today really disappointed us, didn't they?
You mean not taking the Jack Smith and the making some sort of definitive decision on presidential immunity?
Absolute yeah. Presidential immunity.
Diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. What was that? That was Die Hard. Well. Not Die Hard. That was Lethal Weapon 2, right?
Lethal Weapon. There we go.
Number two.
I always confuse them. I forget, you know, Lethal Weapon and Die Hard. I think they're both Christmas movies, aren't they?
Kind of. I still prefer Die Hard.
Yes. Come to the coast. Have a good time. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your call and listenership. 844-967-2789. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, our friend, host of Morning Cannoli, here on the Civic Media Network, going to join us at the happy hour. And we will get into what this means. Steve brought it up, the U.S. Supreme Court declining to take up a quick decision regarding Donald Trump's absolute immunity.
It probably means that Jim was right the first time when he said, you know, these are very optimistic dates with these trials going off in March. Jim just never wanted to buy in. And optimistically, you know, we were so hopeful. We wanted them to be going off on time. But I would say the net result, Dom, Trump is not going to trial on March 4th. I haven't taken it off the dry erase board yet, but he's not going to trial on March 4th, not in D.C. That's Cruz.
But how quickly the appellate court in D.C., so they would be the one to now hear this? So where does this go now? I guess Jim will clarify for us.
There's actually rapid appellate. There's oral arguments, I believe, beginning on January 9th. Let's give them 2 weeks for a decision, you know, end of January timeframe. And then you got to take it up the ladder to the U.S. Supreme Court. Because, of course, no matter what is said, someone's appealing. So you're up to the U.S. Supreme Court if they accept it on the rocket docket.
Right, right.
I mean, it's still not going to move through oral arguments, full briefings, and rulings in time for a March 4th trial date, man. That's barely 2 months away. It's not going through two levels of the court.
If they have to.
Do they want to?
Still remains.
I mean, if they show loyalty to the guy that put them on the court, dragging their feet is the best thing they could possibly do for the man.
I think because of how important this is, and Jack Smith, he articulated very specifically why this is so very important. I mean, so I don't think while they did not take, and perhaps, you know, I look at things, maybe like a lot of these things, they take time. They want to go through the proper, you know, the right quote unquote process before it gets there. Because you're talking about things that are going to go down in history. You know what I'm saying? And you want to make sure that there is absolutely no chance of getting it wrong. All the I's are dotted. All the T's are crossed. Everything is done copacetically through the process. And we'll see what happens.
Are you talking about this Supreme Court?
Yes.
This Supreme Court that leaked the Roe v. Wade, Dobbs overturning the Roe v. Wade decision, this Supreme Court? What about this Supreme Court gives you any sense of their current credibility?
The weight of history on this particular case. We have never had in our history a former president try to stop the peaceful transfer of power. And this guy is running again right now. So there's lots of reasons why this is so very important. And even to perhaps some conservative partisan types that Donald Trump put on, because you know what, they're there now. Trump can't touch them.
No, he can't touch them, but they can help preserve his place in history in some weird twisted way. Now I don't think
I'm just not clear that that's something they would want to, you know, get the stink on to that degree, man.
Really? So Clarence Thomas,
yes,
Samuel,
yes,
Alito,
Donald Trump, what? And therefore what, Joe Biden has ultimate authority, he has ultimate absolute immunity, so he can go and start popping off their political rivals and there's no law that can stop them? No, come on, man. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
They'll do a Bush v. Gore. They'll say, here's how we're ruling this time, but this is not a precedent-setting ruling. Your guy doesn't get all the same exemptions, immunity, that my guy got.
I don't buy that, man.
You saw the Dobbs decision, right?
Sure did.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We're going to have a happier, happy hour. Who knew this Festivus Friday was going to turn into a news dump edition? But there, they went and dumped the news. Breaking news out of Wisconsin. The Supreme Court, by a 4-3 decision, has ordered new maps. That's got us feeling good. We're going to turn to the U.S. Supreme Court and our pal, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, our fine guest next. It's right.
Diplomatic immunity. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.